In this bulletin, US House Democrats formally introduce an article of impeachment against Donald Trump. Permits now required to enter Victoria. And in cricket, Australia and India prepare for the series decider at the Gabba in Brisbane. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. US Democrats have begun the process of impeaching President Donald Trump for a historic second time. They're accusing him of incitement of insurrection over his supporters' deadly storming of the US Capitol building. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Democrats will move to bring the resolution for a full floor vote this week. Here's the moment when the article of impeachment was formally introduced in the House of Representatives.
Resolution calling on Vice President Michael R. Pence to convene and mobilize the principal officers of the executive departments of the cabinet to activate Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to declare President Donald J. Trump incapable of executing the duties of his office and to immediately exercise powers as acting president.
For what purpose does the gentleman from West Virginia rise?
I object.
Objection is heard.
All travellers to Victoria must now have a permit to enter the state. The permits are allocated based on a traffic light system that sees regions across the country classified as either a red, orange or green zone based on coronavirus risks. People travelling from a red zone, which currently includes Greater Brisbane and Greater Sydney, won't be allowed to enter Victoria unless they have a special exemption. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says permits can be applied for via the Services Victoria website and should be received within a matter of minutes.
There's always a demand right at the beginning, and I think people need to bear that in mind and have patience with the system. But this is a system that's going to be in it for the long haul, and it'll be a very efficient system going forward. It'll be very agile, and I'm very pleased that the data capture that is inherent in the system means that we can also respond to any changes as required if there are hotspots that turn up in future.
Greater Brisbane is no longer under lockdown, however certain restrictions remain in place. People in the region must carry a face mask at all times for the next 10 days and wear them in indoor venues. Household gatherings are capped at 20 people, while business and venues must adhere to the one person per 4 square metre rule. The partner of the Brisbane cleaner who tested positive to the UK COVID-19 variant has also become infected, but the new case won't require extending the lockdown. South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, says all options are being explored to secure a supply of vaccines for South Africans. He made the announcement as he confirmed the current COVID-19 restrictions on gatherings will remain in place until the number of cases reduce. He says it's important that all South Africans support efforts to roll out a mass vaccination program.
I call on all South Africans to be part of the monumental undertaking to roll out the coronavirus vaccine. Although it will be difficult, it will be complex, and it will at times be very frustrating, it is vital that we do this together. For the sake of our country and for the well-being of all the people in our country.
During the pandemic, more than 1.2 million people have been infected and 33,000 have died from the virus in South Africa. And to sport in cricket, India has held on to draw a thrilling third test against Australia at the SCG. Anuma Vihari and Ravichandran Ashwin batted through almost 42 overs to allow India to finish the final day of the test on 5 for 334. India captain Ajinkya Rahane says he's happy with his team's performance.
It was all about playing against their bowling attack, not any individual. And our focus was to just keep fighting till the end. And that's what we did. It was all about showing that attitude and character from each and every individual's perspective. And keep fighting till the end. I'm really, really proud of the guys, the way we played today.
Australia captain Tim Payne says he's disappointed Australia didn't win.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's deflating. I think there's a lot of positives out of the game. I thought it was an awesome game of test match cricket. I thought India fought bloody hard like we knew they would. Clearly we're disappointed not to get a win, but I thought there were some good signs for us.
It leaves the series level at 1-1 ahead of the decider at the Gabba in Brisbane, which starts on Friday. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny 33. Adelaide, similar conditions, 30. Melbourne, cloud clearing, 22. Hobart, early shower or 2, 21. Canberra, shower or 2, developing, 34. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 28. Sydney, much the same, 29. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 30. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, showers, 33. And Darwin, shower or 2, possible storm, 34. This is SBS News.